You're listening to 88.9 FM and HD1. We're online at WQCS.org. I'm Tiffany Termini. If you're a parent, you probably want to keep your children safe at all times. But with the overwhelming presence of the internet and social networking sites in our lives today, keeping kids safe has become rather tricky. Parents may need a set of eyes in the back of their heads more so than ever.
It's a whole lot harder to be a parent now than it was, you know, before the internet came out.
Robert Barton is a detective for the St. Lucie County Sheriff's Office.
Anybody can be anybody they want behind a computer or behind a phone. So just verifying and keeping up where their kids are going, what sites they're looking at, you know, who they're texting, who they're sending pictures to, who's their Facebook friends. It's a lot of homework for a parent to keep up with now because it's just the way that things have evolved.
Nancy Brown is the executive director of the Parent Academy of St. Lucie County, a nonprofit organization devoted to providing resources and information to parents and families. She says some of the red flags to look for when monitoring your child's internet and phone activity include downloaded photos of strangers or pornographic pictures, gifts from strangers or phone calls, and such behaviors as your child quickly turning off the computer or changing the screen monitor when you enter the area. Brown believes that one of the number one ways you can protect your children from online harm is to establish rules.
Some families have found it useful to adopt practices in their home, such as the computer, the tablet, the internet-connected phone, have to be done in high-traffic areas in the home. And, of course, the challenge for the parent is the smaller the device, the harder it is for them to monitor what their children are doing.
Another rule that Brown recommends is that children not be allowed to delete browser histories on their computers and mobile devices. That way, you can frequently monitor which websites are being visited. She says if children break the rule, or any others, parents should respond with consequences.
It's not to infringe on the child's right to privacy. It's to protect them. That's a decision that every family will have to make for themselves. You know, where do you draw that invariable line between the right to privacy and the parents' need and right to know?
If rules and consequences don't seem to work, Detective Barton says you can take advantage of firewall settings to help keep children away from inappropriate websites. He also says that you should check with your internet and phone service providers about setting up designated times for internet use to be disabled. Plus, there is software available to track your child's internet activity.
We have a free disk that the Florida Sheriff's Association came out with a couple years ago. It's called Computer Cop. You install it in your computer. The kids don't know that it's there, and it pulls up all these different keywords and symbols and things like that and kind of lets you know some of the things they're doing.
Plus, you need to be aware of what pictures are being sent and received on all devices. It's important to know how to disable the GPS locator on the images that your children send or post to others, because predators can use the photos to track down your child's location.
You can go into the GPS locator in the different settings, and you can turn that function off. For the photos, it turns off the latitude and longitude locators that are used, and it won't encode that into the picture.
At the end of the day, Barton and Brown agree that it's important to communicate with your kids on a daily basis and to keep reminding them of ways to stay safe online and on the phone. For more resources and information about protecting your children, visit our website, WQCS.org. For 88.9 FM, I'm Tiffany Termini.